The former Vermont Secretary of Education announced on Tuesday that she is running for governor. Democrat Rebecca Holcomb served as Education Secretary for 4 years under former Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin and continued in the position under Republican Phil Scott. But she resigned last year, citing policy disagreements. Holcomb is the first Democrat to enter the 2020 race. She tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley she is running because she loves the state and wants to take it in a new direction.
I love the opportunity that's given to me and so many people I know, and I want to make sure that I can do my best to take the state in a new direction and make sure I put my experience as a teacher, a principal, a secretary of education in the state to work, to make sure that every Vermonter, no matter where they live, has the same kinds of opportunities I've had, whether they live in our rural communities, our more urban communities, whether they're living in the South or the North, everybody in the state should have a great opportunity to succeed, do well, and feel like they're part of and contributing to our prosperity and our future. And I'm running because I'm concerned that the current governor's approach is helping people who are already doing well and are privileged, and it's great that people are doing well, but I'm personally going to focus my campaign on the vast majority of Vermonters who are working really hard every day but feel like they're running in place. And I know that if we can figure out ways to get better value out of every tax dollar to make the difference for those folks so that they can, you know, rise up to the challenge and seize the opportunities we have, we'll all be better off. And I think Vermonters are ready for that change.
Rebecca Holcomb, you mentioned when you first started talking about why you're running that you want to move the state in a new direction. What exactly do you mean by that?
Several things. You know, we got to stop looking over our shoulder in the rearview mirror at what isn't working, and we have to start looking forward at how we can make this state work for all Vermonters. And what I see is people who want to work hard but just can't get access to the kinds of opportunities they need. We need help making ourselves the leader we need to be in building small businesses. And we need to get a handle on our healthcare costs so that those small businesses can grow and expand. We need to make sure that Vermonters across the state have the support they need to get into the high-wage, high-demand, particularly green jobs that we know are waiting to be filled. And that's what I'm going to try to do.
So how would you do that? Do you have policies in place right now that you plan to promote during your campaign?
Well, I've had the opportunity, and I've been meeting with people across the state in different sectors, and this is a long campaign, and I'm only on day three, I think, at this point, and I'll look forward to talking in greater depth about those. But again, my focus is going to be on creating opportunity, and when I travel around, I see some folks are living in places that really we're not always thinking about at the state level. And I want to make sure we bring economic opportunity there because they need to be able to earn a good wage and raise their kids and do well.
Rebecca Holcomb, I know that in your announcement, and you've mentioned in the past too, that you've criticized current Governor Phil Scott's equity and affordability agendas, just talk. So how will you get past the just talk to make people believe that you are actually going to accomplish these things?
We need to be focused on making smart decisions that make good use of our resources where they're going to make the greatest difference. There was a report that just came out about water quality, for example, that says that there's no measurable improvement for 95% of our investment in clean water. In every arena, we need to be asking, when we put our dollars in, are we getting value out for the Vermont taxpayer and for the people in our state who need that support the most? So that's where we'll go. And that, you know, I think certainly we have a similar situation in childcare when we have parents who are now forced to choose between paying for childcare and going to work because the cost of childcare and the lack of childcare is so significant. We've spent over $40 million on pre-kindergarten, and at the same time, we've lost about a quarter of the capacity of our child care system. We have to make it a priority to make sure that families who want to go to work and contribute to our economy have an opportunity to do so and not worry about the care of their kids.
Rebecca Holcomb, the state is facing numerous issues. You've mentioned a few of them. Have you prioritized issues at this point as you move into your campaign?
I'll be talking about that in the months to come. And what I'm really trying to focus on now is reaching out around the state, building that grassroots coalition of Vermonters who will work with me, who will inform me in terms of what they're struggling with in their communities, and those who will give me advice on how they think we need to approach those problems. And I look forward to coming back and speaking in greater depth. What I can say is that, you know, what Vermont is facing in terms of the declining population and some of its fiscal challenges, it isn't unique to Vermont, and certainly we're part of a larger trend of depopulation in rural areas. What I can also say is that we have opportunities here, and I look forward to bringing my skills to bear and working with Vermonters around the state to take advantage of some of the opportunities that we have.
Rebecca Holcomb, you've actually never held elective office, so... Mm-hmm. Why run for governor as your first campaign? And secondarily, why do you believe that you have the skill sets for the position?
You know, I did work at the state level, and I've worked in public education my entire life. And there's two things that being in public education tells you or teaches you. And the first is that you can't afford to leave talent on the floor. And that's one thing I'm going to bring to the state. I know that when we take care of our people and we invest in their capability so that they can go out and actually take one of those high-demand, high-wage jobs, we're all better off. So I will make sure I put our resources behind our people to make sure that they can be part of the bright, sustainable, green, and vibrant economic future that we all deserve in this state. And then the second thing about public education is it forces you to learn how to work with other people to get to solutions that work for everybody. And so I'll bring that. And that's certainly what I brought to my work in the legislature. And I'm really proud of the strong bipartisan work I was able to do to get good things done for Vermonters.
During his weekly press conference on Wednesday, Governor Scott, who has not announced if he will run for re-election, was asked what he thought about Holcomb entering the race.
It's not a surprise to me. I've heard the rumblings for quite some time. I would expect that there'll be more candidates for governor before this is all over.
Are you going to run for re-election?
We'll wait until after the legislative session. It's been about 7 months since I was sworn in. I think I should at least get through the first year before we have that conversation.
An extended conversation with Vermont Democratic gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Holcomb is at WAMC.org and on the WAMC News podcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.